Hi, this is Jackson Fong, Student Ministries Pastor here at Community Church of Susanville, and you're listening to an audio devotional based on the series The Me I Want to Be by John Ortberg. Again, we're just taking the next 10 minutes to look at the possibilities of what's being taught, how that applies to our lives, what the Bible says about it, to dig deep, to really look at what we can do to become all that God desires us to be. The best that God desired us to be, the best that God designed us to be. We're on day 4 of week 3 in the series. This week, we're looking at redeeming my time. We've looked at how God knows what we need, how God gives us what we need. Yesterday, we talked about dealing with temptation. This week, we're going to look at some prayer patterns. What should our intent be as we pray? And how do we deal with that in public? How do we deal with the things that happen as we try to connect with God? We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 6 today. But before we do that, if you would, join me as we ask God to speak to us and meet with us right now. Dear God, there's so many different things that we need to do. So many different ways to do it. And as we look specifically today at how we pray and what that looks like, help us to figure that out. Give us direction. Give us instruction. Give us encouragement. Thanks, God. We ask and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at Matthew chapter 6, this passage starts off talking about giving to the needy. And then it moves on. Verse 5, it talks about teaching about prayer and fasting. Verse 5, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on street corners in the synagogues where everyone can see them. I tell you the truth, that is all the reward they will ever get. But when you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. When you pray, don't babble on and on as people of other religions do. They think their prayers are answered merely for repeating their words again and again. Don't be like them, for your Father knows exactly what you need even before you ask Him. Pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us of our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins. When we look at this passage here, it gives us an illustration, a model that can be followed through as far as how to pray. There's some simple things that are given to us, simple instructions that are given. As we give in prayer, as we give our time to pray, the passage here talks to us about the importance of not having needless repetition, whether it be in a phrase or a name or a word. We don't have to repeat for the sake of repeating. It's not like God doesn't get it the first time around. God understands. And sometimes the temptation is to pray using big words and long, drawn-out prayers. One of the beautiful things about prayer is that we can keep it simple. We can keep it short. We can focus on the things that we really feel like that need to be highlighted. The temptation is to do stuff in front of people. The temptation is to make ourselves look good. But we don't have to, because God already knows about us. God already cares about us. God desires to take care of those things for us. What should be our intent in praying? Our intent in praying should be to connect with God and not other people. This is why the encouragement is for us to take time not to focus on doing stuff in public, but to be able to make sure that we're doing stuff on a regular basis in private. To take time to do that in private. What does it mean to pray like this in private? To be able to take time to thank God for who He is. To ask questions about and make requests of things that are to be done here on this earth. To make questions and requests about things that are going to affect the future. To deal with the things and the practical things we need. To deal with the deep-hearted things that we need. To deal with the relationships that we experience and we encounter. To ask for help in dealing with life and temptation and opposition. These are some of the things that are brought up as far as what to pray for and how to pray. I think it's important to recognize that Jesus prays here in public as a model, as an example. The concept here is not to totally blow off doing things in public. But to really question why we do things in public. Again, verse 5 says, when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites who love to pray publicly on the streets and the street corners and synagogues where everyone can see them. This passage is talking about those people that do stuff in public just to be seen in public. Our relationship with God needs to be something that it doesn't matter if we're in public or private, that we're good at interacting with God. But part of that begins in the private. You can be coached to do things in public, but the regular practice has to be a private practice. It has to be something that goes on your own. Sometimes when we talk to other people, we can babble on and on. But when we really are intense about the relationship, if we're really deep and we're comfortable, we're not going to babble. We're going to get to the point. And we're going to share our deepest thoughts, our deepest desires, the most important things to us. And we'll also talk about the light stuff and the fun stuff and the easy stuff. If we do that with our friends, if we can do that even with family sometimes, why don't we do that more with God? I'd encourage you, take some time to do that. Make some time to connect with God. Do it in private. And as you can, when you can, don't be afraid to do it in public. But don't get caught up in doing it in public if you won't do it in private. This passage talks about so many things. It goes on to talk about dealing with fasting. It goes on about talking about dealing with money and possessions. It goes on to dealing about worry and stress. Take some time, if you get a chance, read through Matthew chapter 6. Allow God to give you encouragement and instruction. Perhaps about what to pray for and how to pray. How to pray about what goes on in your life and your thought process. God has some amazing things for each one of us. And God desires to connect with us in prayer. Feel free to use these prayer patterns or search out other ones. Connect with God because He loves you. He loves us a ton, more than we'll ever really understand. I hope you have an incredible rest of today. Feel free to check out cefcyouth.com for additional helps and resources. But for now, remember you're loved and you never have to be alone. God bless.